Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. Oh, more than Monday. It is Columbus Day. Did he say Columbus Day? He did say Columbus Day. Let me wish everyone a very happy Columbus Day. You're allowed to still say that, right? No, not really. Well, tough. Wish you a very happy Columbus Day. Jeff, why do you hate Indians? What? Well, you must hate Native Americans. You're wishing people a happy Columbus Day. No, quite the contrary. You know how I celebrate when I actually know something? Look, there are a lot of blowhards on radio. You've got some of the blowhards who are sort of like the music disc jockey types. Hey, here's a song. I didn't write it. I didn't sing it, but you're going to love it. Okay, fantastic. Makes you feel good, right? It's always sunny and 72 degrees. A little bit like La Jolla, San Diego, California. Then you've got the blowhards in the talk radio arena. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Do you know anything about that? Blah, 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 blah. Not necessarily. Okay. So I always celebrate, I kid you not, when there's something in the news that I can talk about and not just give you the blah, 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 blah. Something I really know about. Like, as an example, Kamala Harris talks about her middle-class background. Well, I was raised in a middle-class household. No, you weren't. And I can say that because I actually know where she was raised in Montreal. I actually know what the West Island is like. It's very nice. And it's not what anybody describe as, quote, middle class. So I know that. Then we move into this whole Columbus Day. What is it? What's the other one? Indigenous Peoples Day? Okay. Now I know a little bit. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Yeah. Okay. Good. I know a little bit about the Columbus Day thing. Because there's a part of my family, the Fantinis. You heard me? The Fantini part of the family. Italian. I grew up in Philadelphia, man. Huge Italian population. At the time I was growing up, we had different sections of the city. Right? South Philadelphia, primarily, overwhelmingly Italian. That's where you went on Columbus Day. Now, you could always go to South Philly and the food was incredible. But if you went to South Philadelphia on Columbus Day, it was like a party in the streets. It was fantastic. So make no mistake, any one of us who could went to South Philly for Columbus Day. We had a mayor when I was a kid in Philadelphia, Frank Rizzo. Actually, Francis Lazzaro Rizzo. Proud Italian-American. Distinguished career as a police officer. Once bragged that, after he was police commissioner, once bragged that the Philadelphia Police Commission, the Philadelphia Police Department, if necessary, could invade Cuba. Huh? That's a tough guy right there. We had a very vibrant Italian community. And because there was a small part of the family, the Fantinis, that was actually Italian, man, we got a little more buy-in, so it was cool. So I know a little something about that. Well, Jeff, you don't know anything about Native American culture or history. Wrong. Oh, I'm so happy to say this. I have been fascinated with what today we call Native American history. There was a time we said, oh, well, we're talking about the Indians, right? And then it was the American Indians. Now it's Native American. Some places it's First Nations or First People. I don't care what you call it. I happen to know just a little bit. I have actually invested through the years time and money and effort to learn more about Native American culture. I have traveled extensively through Arizona, New Mexico in particular, visiting, going to independent nations, right? We talk about the Navajo Nation, Window Rock, Four Corners, right? I actually know a little something about this. So I get excited because I actually know a little something about this. You know what I can share with you? We can have both. We can absolutely, positively have both. We can continue with our celebrations of Columbus Day without in any way diminishing the contributions, the heritage, the heroism, the bravery, the courage of Native American peoples. You know, Jeff, Christopher Columbus came and just destroyed everything. He brought disease, and what else did Kamala Harris say he brought? You remember, what was that?
It is an honor, of course, to be with you this week as we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, as we speak truth about our nation's history. Since 1934, every October, the United States has recognized the voyage of the European explorers who first landed on the shores of the Americas. But that is not the whole story. That has never been the whole story. Those explorers ushered in a wave of devastation for tribal nations, perpetrating violence, stealing land, and spreading disease. We must not shy away from this shameful past, and we must shed light on it and do everything we can to address the impact of the past on Native communities today.
We'll
come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Will these Native communities be unburdened by what has been in order to be what will be when we are, in fact, being what ABC, ABD? Again, word salad from this woman. God, she's just not. Well, here I go again. I don't want to say she's dumb. I really don't. Can I say she's not that bright? Because I think that covers it, right? I can say she's not that bright and still be like, well, he's kind of a nice guy, not really a bad guy. But I swear to you, she's just not that bright. Did you notice she doesn't even mention Christopher Columbus by name? Why is that? I mean, you would think, given that Kamala Harris loves every single person who breaks into the United States without documentation, why wouldn't she love Christopher Columbus, illegal immigrant? Shouldn't she like him? Now, do you think part of it is because Christopher Columbus also, according to so many accounts, was Jewish as well? Is that news to you? Because I'm seeing that story pop up today, and I'm thinking, you're telling me you didn't know this? Like Columbus didn't have enough problems, right? Oh, he's a Jew, too. Oh, my God. Well, I can remember since I was a tiny little kid hearing that Christopher Columbus was a Murano. Muranos were Jews who did not want to die that day. So what they did, the Jews, particularly in Spain, the Muranos, during the day said, we're Catholic. No, we're good. Totally okay. Jews, no, we didn't even see any Jews. Nope, we're all good. We're totally Catholic. Okay. And then they went home, and with the curtains drawn, they practiced their Jewish faith. That's what I have been told. That's what I have been taught since I was a little kid. But again, I'm Jewish. So today I'm seeing the stories come out. You know, they think Christopher Columbus may have been a Jew, which I guess for the left, this is one more reason to hate him. But I thought everybody knew. I did. I thought everybody knew this. You can acknowledge and celebrate both. You can acknowledge today that Christopher Columbus discovered the new world. You may be a little shocked when I tell you, I've always had a problem with anybody saying, oh, I discovered this thing that was already there. It's like me walking through the neighborhood, coming across a house that's double the size of mine. And there are some in this development, I think. Like if I go out and I find a mansion, and I say, well, I discovered this mansion, so I'm moving in there. The people who live in there are not going to be all that happy. So I don't think you can discover something that's already there. However, you can discover for yourself that there were other people on this land. And despite the revisionist history, which says, well, Jeff, you know, all of those Native American people, they were just frolicking in the woods, living one with nature, all was right. Never a crossword was said. Well, that's not true either. Did Columbus and the other Europeans bring disease that was not known here? Yes. Did the Native Americans already have diseases that were not known to the Europeans? Yes. Did Christopher Columbus do terrible things while he was here? Well, there's certainly some stories that would, to put it mildly, make you rather uncomfortable. But lest you operate under the delusion that all of the Native American tribes were just having a great time getting along, smiling and singing songs, that's not what was going on. There were regular wars amongst the Indian nations, the Native American tribes, however we want to describe it. I don't care. Pick a word that works for you. But there were all sorts of wars all the time. And by the way, there were brutal things that happened within those cultures. I don't know that there's ever been a group of human beings that has not at some point been capable of demonstrating complete and total depravity or accomplishing greatness. So here's what I say to you. Today, happy Columbus Day. Let's pick a day, any day, that's not Columbus Day. And have a day where we celebrate and honor Native Americans. You can have both. It's one of the things that I find so discomforting about living in the year 2024. For some reason, it seems as if everything has become a zero-sum game. And it doesn't have to be that way. All right, we got a lot of great stuff we're going to do this afternoon. 4:35 this afternoon, my buddy Tony Brewster is going to be here. I joke, but I'm kind of telling you the truth. I don't know exactly what Tony does for a living. I know it involves playing golf, and every time I turn around, he's playing golf. Tony, a couple of years back, said, hey, Jeff, I got a couple of things that are really near and dear to my heart. I said, okay. I love the idea of helping kids who have cancer. Said, oh, absolutely. He says, you know, and I love what you do with the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday Honors Program. I said, well, thank you, Tony. I mean, I had no idea where the conversation was going. And I thought, well, okay, very interesting. Now, you know, let's order lunch and start eating already. He says, I want to do something for both. I said, oh, okay. And the next thing I know, he's got a golf tournament going on where he's raising oodles of money for the Ask Foundation, helping kids with cancer, and the honorees of the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday Honor. So Tony's going to be along at 4:35, talk a little bit about this year's upcoming golf tournament. Then 5:35, Brian Kilmeade's going to be here. I know the highlight of Kilmeade's week will be traveling to Hopewell Wednesday for Politics and Pints, and we'll hear just how excited he is. He'll be with us at 5:35. It is 3:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.